bear with me here. All right, this is the newbie bloggers. It is how to create and monetize a blog post. And we just went around and identified where we were all from. Anne is in Westerville, Ohio, just on the northeast corner of Columbus, right in the center. Debbie is a little further out east. What's your closest little town, Debbie, when people ask where you're from?
I actually am from outside Pleasantville.
Pleasantville.
7 miles to Fairfield Beach.
Okay. Okay. So you're close to some of our favorite lake spots over there. Right. And then Sally is right on the edge of Canal Winchester. And I am also in Canal Winchester, which is on the southeast corner of Columbus. So we're all somewhat local. So the first thing I want to do is I want to plug our tribe trip. Sally already is going to be traveling during that time. But for Ann and Debbie, be sure you click on the KathyBenner.com website and scroll down to our tribe trips and RSVP. We've got a couple of really neat tribe trips local coming up. One is, the first one coming up is, well, as a matter of fact, I can just kind of show you real quick here. I don't know if I have my, oh, I think I had my speakers up. So let me go back to tribe trips. It's a tab on my website. And when you scroll down, our very next one is the Inn and Spa at Cedar Falls. And that one is August 31st, and it is a brunch. So it's in the middle of the week, and it is a brunch. So you'll be home way before dark, and just call or text me here to RSVP. We have to send our numbers into them by the 26th, by August 26th. And so I've not been to the Inn and Spa at Cedar Falls. Sally,
that's
have you
beautiful.
Been there?
I've had them there. And I've stayed there, too. And we've eaten there a couple times, and I've stayed in like the lodge, and it's just beautiful there. So I highly recommend that trip.
Yes. I can't wait to check it out. So I'm excited about that one. And then on September 9th, now I believe this one's a Friday night. I've got my calendar here on my phone and let me look. September. Yes. It's a Friday night and it's called Deutsche Vocal Jam. It's their 25th anniversary and it is quite a show and it's only $20 in advance and $25 at the door. If you RSVP to me before September 2nd, I will just go ahead and pay for everyone. And then you can just bring me your $20 when you arrive and I'll just go ahead and get a table or whatever. But anyway, this one's kind of fun. And if you click the learn more button, this is a Columbus Dispatch article that was written about the Deutsche Vocal Jam. And let me get that ad out of there. And so this is kind of what they look like on stage. It is quite the show. It is quite the show. This is the mom in the middle. This is the dad. And these are the two daughters.
Wow.
Yes, it is quite the show. And so now the grandchildren are even participating in the show. But anyhow, this article tells all about how they got started and all of that sort of thing. So just a little article I found about them that I could then connect over here to my website. So those are our next.
What time is it? What time is that?
The show is actually at 8:00 and the doors open at 7:00. So depending on who all wants to come and how many folks we have, we might even all meet up for dinner on our own before. It's in Hilliard at the McCoy Center in Hilliard. So there's some great dinner spots over there that direction. So Mark and I will definitely be going to dinner somewhere before the show. And so depending on what everybody's availability is, we can even meet up for dinner. Doesn't matter if you're a couple, doesn't matter if you're single, doesn't matter. We don't want you to feel left out either way, because the show is just amazing. So if you can, you don't have to come as a couple. Sometimes when you say it's a dinner dance, people are like, well, I don't want to come alone. But please, if it's something that you think might interest you, you can come alone or as a couple, doesn't matter. And same with the Inn and Spa at Cedar Falls. That can either be single or couple. These tribe trips, we want to make it open to everyone. Okay. Now where we're headed with that, and I know we're talking about blogging today, but in our Build a Better Business, we talk about all the different things that, you know, make our products and services. And so I want to kind of show you that as well. I'm going to go to my homepage, and then I'm going to show you where the actual blogging comes in. So this is my homepage. And on Build a Better Business, we talk about, and I know today's the blogging call, but today, so we talk about our VPS, what our value proposition statement is. What is it that we're doing for other people? So that's right at the top of my website. And then, of course, here is my first base. My free offer is a free strategy session. And then as you come down, all along the left column is all my free meetups. Again, those are my freebies. And then, of course, I have the courses, which is my mid-level, and then my mastermind. That's my third base, which is, we talked the last time in Build a Better Business, that your third base is your bread and butter. And that's where most of your income comes from. Now, I'm going to get to a point here. So as you scroll down all of my products and services, you see each one has a free meetup, a course, and a mastermind that goes with, you know, the first, second, and third base right across. And as you keep going down, as you pass those courses, then it goes into one of my home runs. And one of my home runs is one-on-one coaching. And it's like, what is your big ticket item that makes you want to go out and celebrate? So if somebody buys a coaching package from me, I'm like, whoop, whoop, I can go have dinner. I got a new client, you know. And so you get excited about those because that's what changes the bottom line in your checkbook real fast is when you have these home runs. My second home run is the Freestyle Living Tribe Trips. And somebody asked me the other day, they said, well, how do you make money on that? Well, at this point, we're just trying to create interest. And so here is the Inn and Spa at Cedar Falls. Here is the Joy Chef Vocal Jam Dance and Show. And so you see our two tribe trips coming up. The links are right here, but then when you click the links, it takes you to the Tribe Trip page where you can learn more about it and actually RSVP. Now, where I'm headed, and Sally's on the call with me, and Sally is my co-mod, by the way, for this particular call for blogging, newbie bloggers. But where I'm headed is that I want to put together a package with Sally, and it's going to be a flat fee that if you join the Tribe Trip, you pay a flat fee. And inside that fee not only covers the cost of the trip, of whatever the trip is, but it also pays Sally a commission and it also pays me a finder fee. And so what happens is it's a win-win-win for everyone involved. And that's where we're headed with these tribe trips. But right now, they're just very low ticket items just to try to build up a following, if you will. And so that's what it's all about. So once you have your offers in place on what it is that you want to offer to the public and what you want your first base, second base, third base being your bread and butter, and then your home run being your big ticket items. And my two is my one-on-one coaching and my tribe trips, even though I haven't increased the price on the tribe trips yet. That's going to be one of my big tickets. Once you get those, now you're ready to start marketing those. How do you market those? Well, you can write an ebook. And so here's my ebook, and it covers all of these things that I teach. And so you can do an ebook to help market it. You can, and here's a book I'm getting ready to launch. It launches September 6th, and I'm collaborating with other authors. So now, see, I get in front of their audience by doing a collaborative project. I not only get to bring my message to my audience, but I get to borrow 19 other authors because there's over 20 authors in the book. So I get to borrow 19 other authors' audiences because they're going to be selling the book to their tribe and they're going to see my story. Okay. But they're also borrowing my tribe because my tribe gets to see their story. So you see how it's a win-win. And so from there, we're going to pass the coaches thing and here or the speakers thing. And then here's my calendar of all my events. But then here's a way to market. You can market by getting on podcast. And that was our topic this morning in our clubhouse room was how to become a guest on a podcast and have somebody interview you. That way, again, you get to be in front of their audience telling about your products and services as they interview you. But then you tell your friends, hey, watch my interview. So then that podcaster also gets to get in front of your audience, in front of your tribe. So again, it's a win-win. And then the same with blogging. And that's the next thing on the list is blogging. So when you blog, it does several things. Number one is it helps folks get to know, like, and trust you, because they start to read your blog and they hear your voice in your writing. So they get to know, like, and trust you, and they start to say, I really like her, and I'm gonna follow all of her blog posts because she always brings value. And then, of course, we talk about monetizing, which is not today's topic, but when we monetize, is we then fill it full of either links back to our products and services. If I talk about coaching, I link it back to my one-on-one coaching. If I talk about traveling, I link it back to my tribe trips. If I'm talking about blogging in my blog, I link it back to my newbie bloggers group. If I'm talking about writing, I link it back to my Ohio Writers Guild group. So you see how you can monetize that blog by just linking it back to all of your products and services. If you don't have products and services and you want to blog, you can go to Amazon and get an affiliate link. And you can blog just on a lifestyle blog, and you can blog about, oh, today I worked in my garden and I found this great tool on Amazon that helps me in my garden. And you just link your affiliate link under that tool. And when the folks go there and they go, I think I like that tool, I think I'm going to get that. And when they click on it and buy it from Amazon, you get paid a commission. And so you can monetize your blog that way. So there's all kinds of ways you can monetize your blog. But the big point on a blog is for folks to get to know, like, and trust you. It's so they get to hear your voice. That's your number one thing that you want to do in your blog, is get folks connected to you, build a relationship with your readers. So that's your number one goal, having a blog. So once you have that, and again, we've talked about how to name your blog. We've talked about, domain names and all of that. But getting online, one of the best ways to get online is just put your blog right on your website, right there. I just put a little segue as to why I started writing my blog, and then articles to help you get started. And when you click the articles, and I'll click on it, it takes you right over. Right here's my blog link, freestyleliving.net, and my blog comes up. Now, I'm using HostGator. Debbie uses HostGator, Sally uses HostGator. If you're a WordPress girl, and I think you're a WordPress girl, if you're a WordPress girl, HostGator is based on WordPress. It's just WordPress for cheaters because they already have templates put together.
Right.
Yeah. And so anyway, once you get your blog and you get it up like this, on a platform, and here's all my tags, of course. And the reason I picked HostGator is because they had a blog template already put together. I didn't change a thing. All I did is I plug in my picture, I plug in my article, I plug in my bio and a picture here. I plug in my links to my social media. I add my tags. I didn't change anything. The only thing that I did change, you see the red background here. And when you go to my website is a whole different platform. My website is on VistaPrint, which, by the way, now Vista, I think, is using Wix of all things. And Wix is just another shortcut for WordPress. And so I clicked on this red because I didn't want folks to think they had left my website. So I clicked on this red and I got in the builder section where you're building a website. It gave me the actual color code, and I simply copied that. And then when I went over to HostGator, I pasted the same color code so that I got the same red. So you see that? I did that so when folks make the transition, they don't think they've left my website. If it were totally a different color, they might think, did I click a wrong button? How did I get over here? And so I even named this Freestyle Living blog. I even put the word blog there because I didn't want them to think that they were in a whole different website with a whole different business. And when they're over here and they go, oh, here's the blog. And then it says, here, do you want to read some blogs to help you get started? And then when they come down here, articles to help you get started, when they click, I wanted them to realize that I simply dumped them over into my blog. So to them, to the reader, it looks like they just went to another page of my website. But I'm actually taking them out of VistaPrint website all the way into HostGator website. Now, on WordPress, you can do it all together. And for you gals that have host gator already, all you need to do is work backwards. You just need to add some pages in front of your blog to make it your website. Your blog, if you've started with the blog, your blog can simply be a page on your website. I even attempted to do a blog on my Vistaprint, but they didn't have a way to have tags. It was not blog friendly, if you will. They didn't have a plugin on my Vistaprint to do blogs. And that's when I went searching and chose HostGator. But if you came through the back door and created your blog first on HostGator, and now you're thinking, gee, I really need to now expand on a website, you could actually use the same domain depending on the name. But if, again, domain names are very inexpensive. And so my recommendation still is to make your actual website your name, because it's you. Now, if you have a very common name and there's more than one of you out there, then you might have to, if they've already got, you know, the .com or the .net and it's exactly your name, you might want to use a middle initial. You might want it. Some of us that are authors have done like KathyBennerAuthor.com. So it's up to you, but get your name in. Now, I don't know about you, but I've mentioned this to Debbie and Sally several times. I know these folks from that I've met, and I can remember their name, but I can't remember the name of their business. And then when I want to refer them to somebody, I'm like, you need to go to, what's their business name? So I Google their name and nothing comes up. And that's so frustrating because I'm like, darn, I can't remember the name of their business. And I want to refer them. I want to send them some business and I can't even remember the name of their business. I know they're an author or I know whatever. And sometimes I'll go through the back door and I'll Google their book because I remember the book title. And then their name will come up. And then somewhere in that bio might give the name of their business or their website link. And it has nothing to do with their name. And I'm like, it shouldn't be this hard to find someone. And so you now here's an aha moment for all of you. You can have more than one domain point to the same website. You can have more than one domain name point to the same website. And so if I wanted to, I could buy freestyleliving.com and point it to this website. I could also buy KathyBenner.com, which I have, and point to this website. And so, I want to get back to the blogging. Here it is. So what happens is however you think folks might try to find you, you can buy those domains and point them all back to the same website if you wanted to. So then, you know, if you wanted to advertise, you know, debbiemarks.com, it takes you right to the homepage of that HostGator site. If you want to advertise, Debbie, what's your blog name?
Debbie's Organic Homestead.
Okay. So if you Googled Debbie's Organic Homestead, it would take you to the blog page of that website. So you could point domain names right back to the same website. Now, I do that in my rental business. I have KathyBennerCompanies.com as my rental property, but I put the Caraway Guest House, because it's a short-term rental, I put the Caraway Guest House on that website. And so I bought the CarawayGuestHouse.com and the KathyBennerCompanies.com, and they both point back to the same website. And so if somebody goes, I want to stay at the Caraway Guest House, it takes them right to that page in the Kathy Benner Company's website. Does that make sense so far, what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that. So my point is to get online, you just need to make a decision about a domain name and get one of these website builders under your belt and build out your website. It's not as hard as it looks. Don't be overwhelmed by it. This whole blogging website, when I go to the blogging website, has three whole pages. And this is the way it came. I just clicked HostGator and said, I want HostGator. They said, what do you want your domain name to be? I said, I want it Freestyle Living something. And they said, well, freestyleliving.com is gone, but you could have freestyleliving.net. I said, okay, that'll work. So I accepted that. And then it said, here's your ready-made website. This was all blank, the pictures and the wording. I think the word said something like, type your bio here. Yeah, I mean, it even tells you what to put there. It puts your name here. Where it says Kathy Benner, it said, type your name here. And then here it says, type your bio here. Anyway, when I clicked on it, it had these three pages. It had a home page. It had an about me page, which I changed to work with me. And then it had a how to contact me or connect page. And I never added. This is exactly how HostGator came. It was so easy. And it's like $2 and I don't know, 75 cents a month. And it includes this domain of freestyleliving.net. And it said, type your blog, because I wanted it for a blog. So when I went into HostGator, I searched for blog templates. And so it says, type your blog name here. Well, I actually left the word blog on there. I left Freestyle Living blog. And then under my homepage, it's my blogs. So when you go to it, the blog's going to come up. Now, I could have added a page in here and made the second page or the third. I could have gone after the work with me anywhere in here. I could have added a page and made that my blog page and made my homepage an actual website, if that's what I wanted to do. And then I could then have kathybenner.com point to this domain, point to this website if I wanted to. Now, I already had my VistaPrint, so I didn't do that. But you could, is my whole point. So that's the first step on getting online, is just getting your blog in a usable, readable condition. And so once you do that, see, now folks can search here in the tags for any blog that they want to read, or they can just click on the latest one. And this one was August 5. And so they could just click on the latest one. And then if you click, and we'll give that a chance to open up. Once you click, you can see where I actually linked back to HostGator web builder for blogs, because I'm talking about start a blog. I blogged about blogging, not to confuse everybody. I actually did a blog about blogging. And so it says, try these suggestions to change your life today. No strings attached, start a blog. So I did a paragraph, and now see, I've got this link and it goes right to my affiliate, because I have an affiliate with HostGator. And so it goes right to this affiliate. And then toward the bottom, again, I mentioned HostGator. It goes to the same affiliate. And this is how I'm monetizing. And then learn more. It goes right to my website and calendar of events. It goes right to my calendar of all of my free meetups. Because again, the free meetups is the top of my funnel for people, because they can tap into a free meetup to get to know, like, and trust me before they ever spend any money. And so I want to direct them. In this case, if they want a blog, I've directed them to HostGator in this link, and I've directed them to HostGator in this link, and then to my website to learn more about me and to the calendar of events. Now, I could add my link tree there if I wanted to. I could, I could do whatever links I could. If I talked in here about something I bought from Amazon, I could link with Amazon back to my Amazon affiliate link. And here's the sweet spot with Amazon. And I say this over and over. If somebody clicks through on your Amazon affiliate and buys whatever it is that you were kind of talking about in your blog post, you get paid a commission on that. But when you're in Amazon, Amazon is a great market. They're just a search engine, and they're a great marketing tool, because across the bottom, as soon as you click on that item, it'll say other people that bought that item also bought this and this and this and this. And it gives you like 10 more items that you might like that kind of go with the item you're buying. Well, guess what? If your reader buys any of those while they're in there, you get paid commission on those too. You get paid commission on their whole order that they ordered when they click through on your link. So that's the sweet spot with Amazon. So that's and again, we've talked everything from your value proposition to getting online, to domain names, to how to monetize. But today our big topic is how to get online. So once you're to this place and you've chosen your picture and you've written your article and you're ready to go, now here's my tip. Now you want to advertise the blog. See, now you see how we're building. That's why I call it build a better business. You're building this business. You start with step one of what is your VPS? What's your value that you're going to bring to the world? And then what are your products and services? And then once you get all of that built, then it's like, how am I going to market this? Well, you're going to use your blog to market it. Well, how do you get your blog out in front of people? Well, you're going to sprinkle your blog out across your social media. And the best way to do that is highlight, okay, write down anywhere and stop in the middle of a sentence. Stop in the middle of the sentence. Don't make it where the sentence makes sense. Stop in the middle. That's what you're going to copy and paste over into your social media. And you're going to put a little three dots, dot, 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 which means it continues. And what that does is when you give your readers a cliffhanger on right in your post in Facebook, for example, and you give your readers a cliffhanger, they'll have a tendency to go ahead and click on the link because they want to read the rest of that sentence. And what you've done, see, is you're going to make this your link. You're going to highlight just that, and it's going to bring them right into this blog post. Not to your homepage. It's going to bring them right in, as you can see. See, it's going to bring them right in to change your life today, no charge. That's the title of this particular post. And it's going to bring them right into this post. And so they're going to be able to pick up their sentence where they left off. And now guess what? They're in your blog. You've just sent them right over into your blog because they clicked, because they wanted to read the rest of that sentence and with all your links on how you're monetizing. And so that's how you get folks to read your blog is, you know, put your money away. There's no need to shell out a dime to change your life today. The smallest changes with a non-existent price tag can increase your happiness tenfold and result in, and right there, that's where I would want to leave it, result in dot, dot, dot. Result in what? Oh, let me click on that and finish that sentence. And boom, now they're right into your blog. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I did that and I didn't have this one pulled up ahead of time. Bear with me here. For those that are listening in, I am seeing if I can pull up my Facebook here real quick and go to my homepage. And bear with me here till it loads. Here, I advertised our tribe trips. Class reunion. And here it is. Change your life. See, try these suggestions to change your life. No strings attached. See more. But see, no strings attached. Dot, dot, dot. So when you click change your life today, and you click on that, it brings you right to that particular blog post. You're right in the post. Okay. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So that's how I actually advertised it on Facebook. So then once I got it here onto my homepage, now let's talk about Facebook a little bit. You have your profile, your personal profile page. That's everybody that has a Facebook has to have a personal profile page. From there, once you have your profile page, then you can either create a business page or you can create a group or both. Okay. And so what I did is you can see where I shared this one three times. And right there, if I highlight, I shared it to my Freestyle Living Tribe page. And then I shared it to my Build a Better Business and I shared it to my bloggers group. Because see, it kind of, it's in the same vein. And so what I did is once I created my blog, see, then you can share it. Once you create, and I create all my stuff in my personal profile page. Here's the trick. Nobody likes a personal profile page that's all business. After a while, people kind of stop following you. They stop commenting because it's just all business and they don't want to be sold. And they're like, I'm not interested in blogging. I mean, I've got 5,000 friends or whatever I've got. And, you know, I can guarantee you that they don't, all of them are not interested in monetizing a blog. Yeah. I've got 4,900 friends. And so I can guarantee you a large portion of those folks do not want to learn about blogging. So it's 2 to 1. So on my personal profile page, I try to do 2 personal posts and then 1 post that has to do with my products and services. Now, the personal post, unless it makes sense to share, I don't normally share those. Like, hey, we're at the airport flying to our condo in Sarasota. Well, I wouldn't necessarily share that one. Or, hey, I'm at my class reunion. I wouldn't. Or, hey, my grandson had a great birthday. So, see, those are personal posts. And I get tons and tons of information and likes on those personal posts. What that does is it brings all these friends back to the forefront in Facebook's algorithm because they've commented. So Facebook doesn't know the difference because it's all automated. Facebook doesn't know the difference between a business post and a personal post that you're posting. All they know is that 2 out of 3 of your posts gets tons of traffic because I get tons of traffic on my personal stuff because these are all my friends. Friends, that's the key. They're all my friends. And so what happens then when I make an actual business post, see, here's where I did a class reunion. I had 21 comments on this class reunion one. But here's where I did my blog. I don't have any comments. But this is where I shared it over to my groups where I'm teaching folks. And that's where I got all my comments, see, because it was pertinent to the groups. But you know what happened? When I posted that I teach blogging or I have a tribe trip, 4,900 friends also saw it. Whether they commented or scrolled by, they saw it. It's like free advertising. Okay. There was a day that we had to pay for advertising in newspapers, if you remember. And so today's with technology, it's amazing. So here is where I talk about the guest house, and I just made kind of a heart-centered post about waking up to coffee. And I didn't share this, but I had 6 shares on that one. And 25 people weighed in on that one. And it was just a heart-centered post about coffee. And here is where I talked about walking. And I mentioned, you know, I gave a shout out to a couple of my girlfriends and only 8 people. But I had 4 shares on that one. And by the way, shares are more valuable than likes. Facebook will put you higher in the algorithm when you have more shares. And so that's why you want to always do something inspirational. Now, I've decided, and you gals, I'm sure have seen this, I've decided that every Wednesday, I highlight one of my girlfriends. And there's no rhyme or reason as to the order, but I'm going back through my post and I pick a girlfriend. I give her a shout out. Okay. And I've had 4 comments and 3 shares and 15 people tapped in on that one. And so, you know, and other people have commented too about the girl that I've commented about. And I've already shared Sally. I've already shared Debbie. And so I do that every Wednesday and I call it my Wednesday girlfriend day. See, so I'm actually highlighting someone else on my Facebook page. Now, do you think that once I tag them, see, now it shows up in their thread, okay? And here with Diana, you can see we have 123 mutual friends. 123 of our friends are the same. And so I've highlighted her, and guess what? Now those folks are seeing my thread. And again, we're talking again about borrowing other people's audiences. And all we did is just when we post on Facebook is we do the 2-1-1. We do a couple of business and then we do personal. 2 personal, 1 business. 2 personal, 1 business. Here's where I did a shout out for a happy birthday. Okay. And here is now where we had our happy house hunters. And it shows where we had our event. And then somebody else had tagged me in it. So it popped up twice. So anyway, you kind of see how it works. And here's where I highlighted one of the gals in our group. So the more you help other folks get what they want, the faster you get to where you're going. So concentrate on serving more than selling. Your serving will become your selling, because as you serve, folks will come around you because they don't feel like they're being sold to. The more you serve, the more your tribe will gravitate toward you. And so here's where I put in here about our freestyle living tribe trip, but I just talked about the trip and I shouted out, see as many folks as I could here in the post. Okay. Had 11 shares on that one. Shares are more important than likes. I had 36 people liked, but I had 11 shares because the folks I shouted out to put it in their thread. See? Does that make sense? So that's just some little side tricks and tips on how to get your blog out there and get that readership. Because now that it's in my thread, there's going to be a certain number of folks that are going to come by and they're going to find this and they're going to say, let's click on that and see where it goes. And when they click on it, it brings them right into my blog. And so now to monetize, now that they're in my blog, they're like, oh, I like this. I like her blog. Let's see if we can't learn more. So now they click on the learn more. And guess what? It takes them right to my website. Now they're in my website and they're like, oh, I could actually schedule a free strategy session with her. And it doesn't cost me anything. So you see where all of it is just funneling them back to your products and services. And that's how you're going to monetize. But it's a process of building. I get that. And don't be overwhelmed. I did not build this in a day. This is a couple of years worth of just starting with the basics. So questions.
So I have a question. Talk yes. a little bit about, okay, so if I have people in groups, are they automatically my friends? Or this relationship between other either business pages or group pages and your personal profile page, and how that works. Could you talk a little more about that?
Yes, you can create a group, and I have a bloggers group, I have a build a better business group, I have a writers group, all of my lanes that you see on my homepage of my website, I have a group for each lane. And folks can join those groups and not necessarily be friends on your personal profile page.
Right.
They can just join a group. You've probably gone in and joined a group and you don't even know who the admin or the inventor of the group is. And right. you're like, I'm interested in this group. So you join. And so that's why when I post something about blogging on my personal profile page so that my 4,900 friends see it, I also share it with my bloggers group, because I'll have some folks in that group that are not necessarily on my friends page. So now when I post something about my writers folks in my Ohio Writers Guild, and I post something on my personal profile page, I'll also share it with my Ohio Writers Guild group, because I have a ton of folks in that group that are not friends on my personal profile. That way I'm kind of advertising it to my 5,000 friends and I'm advertising it to all the folks in the group.
So your 5,000 friends are people, so you tell people to come and be your friend on Facebook. That would be your preference, is to get them to be your friend on Facebook. And then if they're interested in your groups and stuff, that's sort of a bonus. But the place you want the most friends is on your personal page.
It kind of goes both ways. It's one of those things where when you're creating the top of your funnel for your business, picture just like a funnel, the top right. is wide down to this point. You might have 20 different ways that you get the word out at the top.
Okay.
And that's all free. And so I want friends on my personal profile because I'm going to post everything I do gets posted there. But I put a couple of personal posts in between each one.
Right.
And so my friends get to see it. So that's one way that some of those folks might say, well, I'm not interested in blogging and I'm not interested in writing, but I'm interested in a short-term rental. So I'll tap on that one.
Right.
And some
right.
of them don't tap on any. Some of them only like my grandkids. They're like, we're just here for the grandkids. We don't care what you do.
right.
So but then with the group, see, it's a whole different audience. Now, some of those friends have tapped through and have joined the group, but a lot of the folks in the group, they don't even know about my personal profile page. They just joined the group because of the topic. And right. so now I make it relevant. So if I'm posting about blogging, I put it in the bloggers group. I wouldn't put the blogger post in my Happy House Hunters group, for example, because my Happy House Hunters people are like, what's this blogging post? Right. Yeah.
It's more like I have more quote unquote friends in the groups that I moderate than I do on my personal page, because I've never leveraged my personal page. I don't really even post much on my personal page. And what I hear you saying is I should just not really even think of my personal page as that personal. It's really part of my business.
It is.
And I have to put personal things on it to keep people from thinking it's all advertising, but really
correct
part of my business as well.
Correct. Okay. So, okay. And let me show you one more thing here, and this will make more sense. When you go to your personal page and right. you, this left column is all about you.
Right.
This is where I put my VPS.
Okay.
And I even put the link to my website right there in my VPS. Okay. Then every one of these, you know how you get to, you can go down and put all your jobs. I put everything that I want them to know about what I'm doing now. You know, they don't care that I was a waitress when I was 17.
Right.
You know, so here, passive income owner, and all of these have to go somewhere. So see this passive income owner at Kathy Benner's Freestyle Living Tribe page.
Right.
The page actually comes up.
Right. Okay.
See, and they can like it right there. The Caraway Guest House, the Caraway Guest House page comes up. So make sure, and here, this is the Igniting Souls where I was trained by Carrie Oberbrunner. When you click on it, Carrie Oberbrunner's page comes up. See, everything in your work history should be connected to a page or a group.
Okay.
Okay. And because here's what I know. When I'm looking, especially if it's a big ticket item, and let's say that I'm kind of following this guru for whatever reason, I'm kind of liking what I'm hearing, and then they announce that they have, you know, a masterclass coming up or whatever, and I think, oh, I should get into that. One of the things I'll do at that point is I'll find the person and I'll click on their personal profile page to learn more about them. Because again, it's that all getting to know, like, and guess what? Look how professional I look here. How many times have you clicked on somebody's personal profile page and this has been totally empty?
Oh, plenty, plenty.
And then you're like,
probably mostly empty with mine as well, but we won't go there.
But you see my point, because folks are trying to find out if they want to give you their hard-earned money or not.
Right.
And exactly. So when they come here, they say, well, look, she's a blogger. And guess what? There's my Freestyle Living Tribe page. And they go, oh, here's right there. You know, the pages come up and, oh, she does have a bed and breakfast. Look, she actually has a page and we can go over and look at it.
Right. Right.
So if somebody's into.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you use LinkedIn in the same way or not at all?
Yes, I use LinkedIn in the same way.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Facebook is more common, and that's why I'm using it for the example. But yes, I use LinkedIn in the same way. I've got the same links under the LinkedIn over to all my appropriate groups and pages and back to my products and services. Yes.
So then do you also post articles that are not quite business related or make links, comment on other people in LinkedIn to help build that relationship that they're with you as well as?
Yes. Okay. It's all about building relationships. And so the more you comment and give kudos to those folks that you appreciate what they're doing, the more you're going to show up.
Right.
Because
so I could in theory, start building out my LinkedIn more, because
yes,
it's more, that's where I like, that makes more sense for my professional life in my brain right now. And sure, I could use it the same way that you talk about with Facebook and work myself up to making my yes, Facebook page possibly. And I can link to the groups that I moderate on Facebook this in LinkedIn the same way that you do in Facebook.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Yes. Because what you want, and here's where we're going with this, and it's a process that takes time. So don't feel like you have to get it perfect. Where we're going with this is wherever somebody taps in, it leads them back to your core products and services. And that's right, why I'm a firm believer that you need to have that one website that you're going to use, that homepage, like a landing page, like your sales page. And that's where you want everyone to land to know what it is that you do. So whether you're putting something out on a Linktree, or whether you're putting it out on LinkedIn, or whether you're putting it out on Facebook or Twitter or Pinterest, wherever you're putting something, when they click, you want them all to land on your landing page.
Right.
Okay. Which would be, in my opinion, should actually be your website. So,
right.
So in my opinion, see, this is my homepage landing page. Everything is on my homepage. Some people go, oh, that's way too busy. I get that it is. But how many times have you gone to a website? I'm scrolling up to the top. How many times have you gone to a website and you've read the website and you still don't know what they do?
Right, right.
You've looked at the website and you're like, what do they do? What is this? And so, right, see, this tells you right up front what it is I do and who it is that I'm trying to help. And then I've got the graphic right here that shows the process, you know, a strategy call, a free meetup, a course, a mastermind, one-on-one coaching, a trip, and be a part of the tribe.
Right, right.
Just take okay, you right around.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I understand the whole, like, try and figure out a way to get as many people as possible sort of in your world. And pushing them, leading them is probably a better word.
Yes,
leading
them yes, down
to your homepage that everybody.
But then you have to have a very simple process once they get there.
Right.
Your homepage has to be super, super simple as to what you want them to do next, or they still look all around and go, good for her. I'm glad, you know, like me with rentals, it's like, well, I'm glad she knows how to do that, but that doesn't help me any. And right, so whatever it is that you're offering, you want to make the steps very clear.
Okay.
When they get there.
Right.
Because this yep, becomes your landing sales page.
Right.
Okay. Yep. And yep, then again, I walk them right through it like the funnel, you know, they come right down and everything just keeps layering on top of each other until they get past. All my products and services are first, the coaching, then the tribe trips. And then from there, learn more about me. So now I've switched right here at this bar, I've switched now to marketing. These right, are my products down through here. Now I've switched to marketing. So now right, they can learn more about me. They can read an ebook if they want. They can look at my co-author book if they want. They can look at some speakers in our group. They can look at my calendar. See, it's all about marketing. They can listen to some podcasts to see if my message resonates with them. They can read some blog posts to see if my message resonates with what they want. They see that I give back. See, that's huge. So they're like, okay, I like that. She gives back. They can read some testimonials. See, it's all about marketing, the whole bottom half of the page. They can see all of my certifications. See, so it's all about marketing once you get to that point.
Right, right. Okay. That makes sense. It makes sense. And I appreciate the idea of, okay, so just get started and, you know, keep it moving forward with the idea in mind that you're going to get to a place where you have a funnel and it points to something and all of those kinds of things. It makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because I wanted to do business. I've known this guy forever and I love his message. I love everything about him. And I wanted to participate in his company. I wanted to support him. I wanted to give him some money. And I went to his website and I couldn't find any way to give him any money. He didn't have any button to click through to buy. I couldn't even buy a book. He talked about all of his books, but there was no link. I had to leave his whole website and go find the books. And I couldn't find them.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm trying to give him money, and he did not make it easy. And so after a while, you know, then your phone rings, and you know, then the grandkids show up at the door, and then, you know, the Amazon delivery guy rings your doorbell. And next thing you know, you don't get back.
You forgot all about it until the idea pops in your head again. And then you say, well, that was a bummer the last time I tried him. Do I really want to try again?
Or yeah. You're thinking, I don't have time right now. I'll have to try it later. Yeah. Cause you don't have time to search it out. So make it super simple for folks to give you money. And a lot of folks in this space complain that they're not making any money, but they haven't made it easy for their customers to give them money.
Right. Well, and so I have no products, and I'm okay with that for right now. I know I won't be for long, but the thing that you said in terms of giving me money that makes sense is some of what I do is talk about books and stuff like that. So it says to me that I should make affiliate links for all those books, even if nobody ever, hardly ever clicks on them. And when they do, if they buy the book, I get, it's still creating that whole engine for me. Yes.
Yes. And an Amazon affiliate link might be just the target,
right?
Because most of those books, if they're published on Amazon, you only need one affiliate link, because oftentimes with an affiliate link, and here's where you have to be careful. Sometimes the affiliates, they want a certain volume for you to keep your link active, and Amazon does too, but it's easier on Amazon because more and more people shop Amazon, and oftentimes they'll go in and click on one book. And then of course, Amazon will say, well, if you like that book, you might like these 10 books. And if you're like me, you're like, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You see that? Yes. Cause I get, well, I know I personally get hooked on many of those extra titles that they suggest. So I'm sure I'm not the only person like me, kind of thing. So
exactly. Exactly. And so Amazon might be the place for you to investigate that. And here's what Debbie and I discovered. And here's another little hack. You cannot order through your own link because their system knows it's you. And of course you can't get credit. But if it's somebody totally separated from you, say like, for example, me and you, Anne, Amazon would not connect us together at all. We don't have family together. We're not probably on Facebook together. There's no way if Amazon did their computer search that we would show up together often.
Right.
So you could order through my Amazon link and I could order through your Amazon link, and just our everyday orders would probably keep our links valid.
Okay.
It would be enough volume. So you'd find somebody in your extended circle that orders from Amazon a lot, whether it's cleaning supplies or paper products or books or whatever it is they order, and then swap links. And then that way they'll keep your link valid and then you can keep their link valid.
Oh, that's a very clever thing to do. I like that. Yeah.
So that's just a little side hack.
Kathy, don't you have you have your affiliate link, but don't you and your daughter kind of do that thing?
We do because her name is Schultz Miller and mine is Benner. And again, even though we're on Facebook together sometimes, it's not often. And so she orders everything through my affiliate link and I order all my stuff through her affiliate link. And that keeps us both active. And being active, like Ann said, keeping the link active is more important than the commission we make off of it. We're after keeping the link active. So when we do blog and put our affiliate link in a blog, it works.
Right.
Well,
I couldn't do that with Ed, even though we have separate names, but we have the same address.
And again, the Amazon computer identifies those things.
Yeah, figures out what it can, and the rest of you can get away with what, you know, you just have to find a combination that you can get away with. That's what I hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just made a point. can I do it with my three daughters? Because they live at different addresses.
Why not? Yeah. Kathy does it with her daughter.
Yeah, I do it with Jennifer. So, yeah, because we've got a different address, different last name, you know.
So how does that work? Like, so you go in and do what?
I click through on her affiliate link to get into Amazon, and she clicks through on my affiliate link to get into Amazon.
And that has nothing to do with login information?
No.
So you would log in and then use her affiliate link to order?
Usually what we do, and the way affiliate links work, is usually you see an affiliate link in a post or in a blog, and then you click on it, and it automatically dumps you right into that product. And so when I'm ready to order, when I'm ready to order from Amazon, she sends me a text saying, you really need to buy this dog food, and here's my link. Well, I'm not buying dog food, I don't have a dog. But I'll click on it, which automatically dumps me into Amazon, and then I'll search for what I want to order, and then I'll take the dog food out of the basket.
Okay, I don't have a dog. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Now, but because I entered Amazon through her link, she gets paid on everything I ordered in that one order.
Right.
But now that you explained it this time, now it sinks, you know? I learned it before.
If you just sign into Amazon, there's no place that says enter your friend's affiliate link for them to get credit. There's no place to do that. And so what Jennifer does is she sends me a text and with an actual product that she's got an affiliate link for, and she'll just copy and paste. She saves it in a Word document, and she just copies and pastes it and texts it to me. And then when I click through, then I can add to that order. And then once it gets to the shopping cart, before I check out, and unless what she linked to is something I want, but if it's something I don't want, then I can just remove it from my shopping cart before I pay.
Now, do you mention to her, hey, I need to order something, and then she'll just send you the link in a text message? Or
yes, I just tell her I need to do an Amazon order today, and then she'll say, hold on, I'm out with the kids, I'll send you a link as soon as I get in the house, as soon as I get home. And I'm like, oh, no hurry. I just, you know, because with Amazon, whatever you order, you're going to get it usually the next day or two anyway. So
exactly,
I try not to get too much in a panic. Sometimes I'm in a panic and I'll go, I need to order this today, Jen. And she'll go, fine, let me get you a link. And if she doesn't, and I order something occasionally outside her link, that's okay too. If it's an emergency and I have to order it and she's not available to send me a link, that's okay too. Because again, it's more about keeping our links active than it is the commission that we're earning.
Right.
Cool.
I have three different that I haven't set up yet, affiliate links. One is for Ocean.
Okay.
One is for Wheel the World that I just got my certificate in. And the other is Special Needs Group. And as soon as I set those up, people just need to click on those links.
Well, when you set up the link for the Ocean, let me know.
I will.
Because there's a few things on there that I like.
Well, and you can blog about it. So it's a great blog topic. Yeah. And then just embed your affiliate links right in your blog.
Yeah, I haven't got them set up yet. But
that's okay.
And again, it's a process. Thing. Don't feel like everything, Rome wasn't built in a day. Don't feel like you have to have all this done immediately. It's a process. So just, take your time and start with one or two things and kind of perfect those before you move on. Don't make it overwhelming for yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Just start. Just take that first step. And get started. And you will be amazed. I remember, it's just like building a brick and mortar business. When I started in the salon business, I started with an empty calendar. And so the first thing that I did, and again, we go back to always enter the conversation in somebody else's mind. Don't make them enter the conversation in yours. We had a little gal on the front desk, and this is a great analogy for you guys to work with. We had a little gal on the front desk, a little high school gal, and her job was to book appointments when anybody called in. Well, I realized she's just a high school kid, you know? And so what I did is I went and got my appointment book, and I didn't go to Sally's and get the empty one that you had to fill in the dates and kind of guess how many weeks out for you. You know, I went to the office supply house and I got one that all the dates and weeks and everything was already in there. I took a yellow marker and I knew that I could do a full set of nails because I never knew what she was going to book. So I had to prepare for a full set. And I knew I could do a full set in a couple of hours. I was brand new. I was slow then. I ended up, I could do a full set inside an hour, but starting out, I was afraid. So I just highlighted that I could start at 6 o'clock in the evening, right after my day job. And then I could do a second one at 8. And I highlighted 6 o'clock and I was working like Tuesday and Thursday. So I could do a 6 Tuesday, a 6 Thursday, an 8 Tuesday and an 8 Thursday. And then I could work Saturdays and I could start at 8 in the morning. So I could do an 8 and then I could do a 10 and then I could do a noon and then I could do a 2. And then I wanted to be done. So there was 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 appointments a week that I could do. And I simply wrote across in a great big black marker, you know, book on the yellow highlight. And I highlighted that and gave her that calendar. And then I went to my day job. When I got off work and rolled into that salon, guess what? My calendar was pretty well filled up for the week. You know why? Because she went with the path of least resistance. Everybody else's calendars were a mess. They didn't have what days or times they wanted. She didn't know how close to book them or not book them, but she knew mine. She knew exactly what day I wanted. She knew exactly what time I wanted. She knew exactly. And then the second piece of this is I showed up every single time at 6 o'clock, whether I had an appointment on my book or not.
Oh, okay.
I showed up and I sat there at my nail table and she saw that. And guess what that said to her? I can count on Kathy. If I do a last minute booking, Kathy's going to come through the door even if she doesn't know I booked her. Because she always comes through the door at 6 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays and at 8 o'clock on Saturdays, just like her book says. And I can depend on her to show up. And so then if a walk-in came in and said, can we get a full set? She would look at all those books and she would say, you can at 6 o'clock. And they would go, we'll be back at 6 o'clock. Right. So guess who got booked first? And guess who got booked most? Because I made it easy for her to book me.
Right.
Okay. Now, Rome wasn't built in a day. My first week, I might've had 2 appointments in those 10 spots. My second week, I might've had 4 appointments in those 10 spots. But it didn't take long before I had 10 appointments in those 10 spots every time I came through the door.
Right.
Because I was building a relationship with that little gal at the front desk. She knew she could count on me. She knew that exactly when to book me and what days and what time of day. She didn't have to guess. And then the customer be yelling at her.
Right.
And I saw a lot of that. She would try booking someone else and then they wouldn't show. They'd say, well, I didn't know I had a booking. Nobody called me to tell me I had a booking. And she's like, I'm too busy. I can't call all these texts, you know? And so it's like, who's running what business here? It's like they wanted this high schooler to run their business. See? Right. So when it comes to you building your business, just start and be consistent and show up and do what you say you're going to do. And after a while, your tribe will find you.
Yeah. Okay.
But if I could leave you with one word on all of this, the word is consistency.
Okay.
If you can be consistent, plug in on your calendar what it is you want to do, and you can do whatever you want. But plug in what it is that you want to do and when you're going to do it, and then consistently do it. And you will start to see it grow. You will be quite shocked at how quickly it grows. Okay. Sally, I'm going to refer to you. What do you think of that? You have grown your business wonderfully, and a lot of it is just you doing the work. You're just showing up.
Yep. And being... and staying through the hard times. and being with people through the last 2 years, it's made a difference because people know. That's why I got that award, the Business Innovation Award.
Yes. For 2020. And congratulations for that, by the way.
Yeah. That was a couple of years ago, but but it's because I stayed the course. I used that time for getting more educated and taking classes like these. So yeah, it does make a difference.
And people know if they come to you for your services, they know you're going to come through because they've gotten to know, like, and trust you. They've seen you in action. They've watched you through those hard times and they know they can count on you.
And if they send you a question or ask you something and you don't quite know the answer, you're not afraid to say, you know what? I'm not sure about that. Let me check into it and I'll get back with you.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Huge.
Yeah.
Did so you just come back from South Dakota?
Huh?
Have you gone to South Dakota yet?
No, we're leaving a week from Saturday.
You got to get well fast, Allie.
Yes.
Yeah, I do. I don't dread it exactly, but at least Ed will be with me.
I wish we could wave a magic wand and, you know, and make all of that go away for you.
Yeah.
So good vibes coming your way. Yes, Debbie's
waving too.
Good vibes, yes. So speedy recovery and get back on your feet. So you've got too much fun to happen yet.
Yeah.
That's right. And not too long after we get back from that, we're going to New York on the 23rd of September for 5 days. Cool. So.
Yep. Good, good, good. When I grow up, I want to be Sally, but I'll just say that now.
Yeah. I have a whole presentation that says, so you think you want to be a travel agent?
I know.
Do you really?
I do.
I just want to have the fun like Sally. I don't want to do all the work.
You want the fun part.
I want the fun part. I get it. But that's what she does. Is she plans. I can have all the fun part. All I got to do is just tell her I'm ready.
That's right.
Yeah. I can have all the fun part and she does all the work. Yeah, that's easy. So anyway, this has been a great meetup. I hope I've inspired you. What is your one big takeaway? Debbie, how about you? What's your one big takeaway from today?
I have to reestablish my affiliate link. And it's not for the money, but it's for what the opportunity, even though the little bit of money that it would bring, would lighten the heaviness. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
it's going to give you the spark you need to take the next step.
Yes. And I mean, you know, just the little tidbits that you and Ann talked about are really huge to reinforce what we've heard before. And for me, it's enabling me to rekindle things. And I'm telling you, I am really enjoying this 2 weeks alone, because by the time I get done with this 2 weeks, when I go home, I've got a plan. And I mean, and I've got a routine. And watch out. Don't get in my way.
That's good.
I get it. Ann, how about you? What's your big takeaway?
So actually, I think my thing that I want to do between now and the next time we come together is better understand how to do the Facebook things we talked about in LinkedIn and really get that figured out and start building my personal LinkedIn page. Get rid of my old person, not get rid of it, but like hide who I used to be and just be the person I am in the blog, with the blog and the business that I have now. So that's my next big thing.
Kind of relaunch yourself.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good. I get that. And again, that doesn't come overnight. You have to just start infusing.
Right, but I can start by just saying what I'm doing now.
Yes.
And building that out a little bit. Yes, yeah.
Yes, I love that. Perfect. Yeah. Sally, how about you? What's your big takeaway?
sorry, the consistency and the knowledge that I've got to do a better job on my blog.
Well, I don't know. Your blog's looking pretty good.
Well, it is, but I don't post consistently. So
yes.
It's been a while since I posted a blog. So
yep.
I have ideas in my head. So
yep, get it on a schedule.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get Perfect. It out of your head and onto the page.
I know.
And that's tough when you don't feel well. I get it.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's
so give yourself some grace to recover and get back on your feet. It's okay. You know, the only pressure we put on ourselves is from ourselves when you're self-employed. Mm-hmm. And so consistency is the key, but don't forget to give yourself some grace as well when you know when you're having some down days. It's okay. All right.
Let me ask Ian one question. If you have any interest or you say you have interest in fixing your LinkedIn, I spent all of last year with a coach, but I didn't pay, Max Steingart on LinkedIn, and I can assist you in some areas on LinkedIn. And, you know, setting up your personal parts on there to make sure that you're visible to people. And just look me up, Debbie Marks, or it might be Deborah Marks. I never can remember.
Okay.
On LinkedIn. And are you just Ann Fox?
As far as I know, yes. As far as I haven't been there for a long time because I haven't been there because I was waffling on this whole idea, but I think it's a better place to be my new professional self than my personal place. It's a better place in my mind for me. So you're going to find it there.
Yeah. LinkedIn is the way it was described to us was LinkedIn is business. Facebook is friendship.
Right.
So,
look at all the Ann Fox.
Oh. Yes.
Which one are you?
I don't know. Is there one that matches my face? Is the pic? I think there is a picture there. Or the Westerville or Columbus, Ohio.
Director of Benefits, Human Resources, Director of Operations, Community Volunteer.
See all results. Click that.
Which one?
Here, let me see.
Click if all I can- results. There was one for Columbus.
So, because when I was my last person, the last personality I had on LinkedIn.
Look, there's like 100 pages of Ann Fox.
I was working for Anthem. Let me see if I can find any distinguishing.
Now, you're going to want to come up with another word to add to your name, Ann, that's going to separate you from all the other Ann Fox.
Okay.
And start with your middle initial.
Okay.
And then if you could sum up every, because see, here's Terry Ann Fox. So people that would have Terry Ann would know her. If you could sum up everything that you're doing, what word or phrase would sum up what you're doing?
So I would say probably writer and or life coach, one of those two.
You might have Ann Fox writer. Or Ann Fox Life Coach, and make that the name to separate you out, since there's so many.
Right.
Yeah. So I can
see how many people have a middle initial that we could use that too.
Yeah. Right?
So that's what you were saying.
Yeah. Okay. Debbie's is under Deborah.
Okay.
Deborah Marks.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Deborah Marks.
Okay.
There. That's me.
Yep.
Got it.
All right.
That's me. Oh, thank you.
I'll work on it.
Ann, when you figure that out, let me know.
I will. How do I do that? I could send you a message in LinkedIn. That's how I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. And then you guys could connect.
Yes. Do that.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, guys. This has been great. Thank you so much. And we will see you later. Next time. Yeah, our next topic is how to customize our blogs. So
and that's actually next month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll see everybody later.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.